The Sunday Business Show
with Gas Networks Ireland. So convenient with no need to store, order or pay in advance. More at gasnetworks.ie/gasforbusiness.
Today FM.
And I will give you the correct phone number today, 0874 100 102, 0874 100 102, if you want a famous shout out. Amber Eyewear is a 10-month-old company that is attracting attention because of their unique take on spectacles. Their stylish glasses protect against the blue light emitted by all those screens we watch, and that is said to cause sleep disruption. Dan Nugent is co-founder of Amber Eyewear, and he joins me in studio. Morning, Dan.
Good morning, Conal.
You better start off by saying who the co-founder is.
My co-founder is, also my girlfriend, Sasha, who's at home at the moment.
And the mother of your baby.
Yes. So it's a family affair.
We get that out of the way, because if you go home and haven't given them a mention, that's bad.
I know. We get it out of the way.
Now, you have no background whatsoever in specs.
No, not at all, actually. My background is in digital marketing. So since leaving college, I spent a lot of time working with digital agencies, both in New York and in Dublin. And obviously working in a digital agency requires you to spend a lot of time at screens, not to mention coming home, looking at your phone, looking at your television. So I suffered quite badly from eye strain issues and sleep difficulties. But for me, I wasn't aware that this was firstly caused by the screen and also that there was a solution.
And who told you that there was a solution?
It was research myself.
The Google machine.
Yeah, basically. And I started reading up about blue light, which is a wavelength of light that's visible but close to UV light, and the damage that it could possibly be doing to your eyes, and especially its disruption to melatonin levels in your brain. And this is what helps you to sleep at nighttime. So doing my research, I kind of got into the subject.
So what did I say? 10-month old is your business?
Yeah. So
you were
quite
working,
new.
And I did ask you prior to coming on, is it a side hustle? But no, this is the family business now.
Well, it began as a side hustle with quite little expectation on where it would lead us.
Yeah.
Within probably 4 weeks of launching, we kind of thought this actually could get something here, because this is an issue that I believe probably 90% of us would suffer from. The official figures are about 75% of people who suffer from digital eye strain, as it's called. But I imagine that would be quite hard. People just don't know they're suffering from it.
Do you know what when I spend too much time looking at screens, and I do spend all day, every day looking at screens, my eyes actually start watering, getting very, very gritty as well. So yeah, it is a real thing. Maybe you're going to cure me of that as well.
Well, let's hope so.
And you are shipping right around the world.
Yes, worldwide.
That is amazing. How many? 41 countries, I think you told me so far.
Yeah, I was saying to you earlier, I counted basically all the countries that we've shipped to so far, and it's been 41 countries so far. And this is kind of the benefits that selling online gives you. It's access to everywhere.
You're getting them made where?
Our glasses are made in China, frames.
And they're very trendy.
Yeah.
Ruth Cavani loves them.
Well, Sasha is she's the design eye, so she designs the glasses and our styles and everything puts
and
together.
And you can get them in prescription as well.
Yeah. We recently launched a prescription offering, because a lot of people were asking. Offering a prescription was quite difficult because then you would need an optometrist. So we actually have an optometrist now working for us who helps to do it all properly, and with the right equipment available.
And a natural question would be, how come Specsavers or some of the giants haven't just squashed you?
As far as I'm aware, I know I think Vision Express offer a blue light protection on their glasses, but it's a very expensive upsell. Specsavers don't do it, and I'm not quite sure why. But for us, I believe that blue light filtering glasses are a natural evolution of regular eyeglasses. And I believe that in today's world, when everybody is looking at screens all day, having blue light protection is a necessity. It shouldn't be an expensive upsell. So with us, because we believe that it's a necessity, we include it in a price that we think is fair, like a much lower price than you will get it in an optician, in an expensive.
And you've got to tell the world, what is a fair price?
Well, for non-prescription, our glasses retail from between €47 and €56, and that's including delivery.
Very cool, because they make you look intelligent.
Yes, yeah. Well, I think sometimes people, part of the reason why we've gotten so popular is, and I don't like saying it, but I think people would love an excuse to wear glasses, and this product allows people to have that excuse, which is good.
And you were telling me that you have some famous wearers of your glasses, so people who wear blue.
Yeah.
Leinster rugby fan.
Yeah, it was mostly athletes. I feel that with blue light, especially for athletes who would probably spend a lot of time in their laptops and on their laptops in their hotel rooms at nighttime, and are obviously interested in wellness, and need a good night's sleep, because as I was saying, blue light can affect your circadian rhythm. So we had, I met a certain Jamie Heaslip for lunch before, who's he's very interested in the subject of blue light, and he took me out for lunch. We had a good chat about the subject.
Member of Team SBS, he has been with us.
Yeah,
he's very, very nice chap.
I also like to take some personal credit for the Grand Slam victory as well, especially Johnny Sexton's drop goal against France, because he's also aware. So hopefully you got a good night's sleep before that game.
We're all taking credit for all of that. And a view of the world that you have. You have world ambition.
Yes. Well,
you have a map.
Yes, I have a map.
And what is on the map?
I put pins in every city that we have sold glasses in so far.
And the ambition genuinely is to be the world player.
The world's biggest brand of blue light blocking glasses.
By when?
I don't know yet, but sooner rather than later.
But you have big ambitions.
Well, yeah, we're getting some serious feedback in the States at the moment. We were actually recently featured in Forbes.
Oh, very nice.
Over in the States, so I've noticed a big uptake in orders coming from the US and Canada. So that is really our primary focus at the moment. So we're working with a lot of influential voices in the world, in the field of like fitness, wellness, health over there, and helping them, working with them to promote the product over
and
there.
And growth needs money. Have you got money?
This is an entirely bootstrapped company, which we will probably come to a stage quite soon where we need money. I'm starting to think that we do. But for a company that started out with very, very, very humble ambitions, or very humble beginnings, the revenue generated by the sales so far has helped to grow and fund the business. So it is bootstrapped at the moment, but we will probably be looking for some investment at some stage soon.
And if somebody wants to find you, they will find you at Amber, AMBR. You got rid of the E.
Yes.
To make it more distinctive. Basically, Amber Eyewear.
AmberEyewear.com. Yeah, AMBR, EyeWear.
And we will put all of those details up onto our website. And hopefully when you raise that cash, you can come back in and tell us what you're going to do with it. continued success there. And so, Dan Nugent, thank you so much for joining us. You're very welcome. A quick break, and then we are going to go growing our own.
The Sunday Business Show
with Gas Networks Ireland. Clean, reliable, and always available 24 hours a day. More at gasnetworks.ie/gasforbusiness.
Today FM.